The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to continue our study about prayer in James chapter 5. James is such a great book. It's such a practical book. And so I want to encourage you, if you can, to open a Bible and join us as we consider His Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you to check out our website at considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, but especially at the top, you'll see a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you'll send us a note and just say, I heard the broadcast on, give the call letters of the station, send us an address, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these, and we'd like to send one to you as well. Now, this is just a small notebook. Easily fits into a shirt pocket or into your purse or into a Bible case. I take mine to me with me to church, and when someone says, pray for me, I'm able to pull out my prayer journal, make a note of it, and then you know what's great is to be able to go back through the prayer journal and see how many times and where God has answered prayer. So I'd love to send one of these to you. You can do it through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us at 305-50- Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's get into James chapter 5. We've been looking at this for the last couple of weeks, and probably at least a couple more weeks, we're going to be continuing looking at this passage in James. Now, I want to begin reading again in verse 13. We'll read down through verse 18. This has been our text. James said, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." We've talked about being faithful in prayer in verse 14, where he said, in the prayer of faith. We also previously had talked about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Today, I want to look at the times here that James particularly mentions that we ought to pray. He mentions several of them. First of all, he said that we ought to pray when we are afflicted. Now, we're talking here about verse 13, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." Now, when we talk about afflicted, it really means anytime we're going through a hard time. There's many kinds of affliction. I know in the last few years, many have had an affliction of problems financially. They're having a hard time financially. It's really amazing to me every time I go to the grocery store, how fewer and fewer groceries I get for the same amount of money. Maybe you're having a hard time at your job or maybe at school, a hard time in relationships, maybe in your family or even friendships. a hard time, an affliction in sickness. I know many are dealing with that. And maybe a hard time with just personal responsibility. And there are many others. We could list many, many of these kinds, different kinds of affliction. But listen, he says, pray during this time. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. If there's ever a time that we ought to be praying, it's during these times of affliction. Psalm 22, 24 says, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. God hears in our affliction. Let me read you another passage of scripture from Psalm. This is Psalm 102 that particularly addresses praying in affliction. Psalm 102, like many psalms, what a great psalm this is. And I just want to read the first 10 or 12 verses. But listen to this prayer, Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Can you identify with some of those feelings and some of those emotions? You see, even in those, God will hear us. And I want you to notice this, that the afflicted, he said, when we're afflicted, that we ought to pray for ourselves. Is any of you afflicted? Let him pray. Notice that this is you praying. Now, it's fine. Asking for prayers is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's why we have the prayer journals. So when somebody asks, you can make a note of it. But you see, here the afflicted are encouraged to pray themselves. You know, there are some things that are kept only between you and the Lord. And those are things that you ought to be praying about. Now, the second time that he says we ought to be praying is when we're sick. This is in verse 14 and 15. Is any sick among you? Now, this time, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they'll be forgiven him. Notice this time, he says that when we're sick, we ought to call for the elders of the church. Now, I believe that these elders are the leaders of the church. They could be pastors, associate pastors. They could be men who are in leadership, even, I believe, women who may be in leadership. And you can call unto them. And while in affliction we pray for ourselves, in sickness, he says, call for the elders of the church. Now here, the word is not necessarily an office, like speaking of pastors, but older, mature believers. And there is nothing wrong with saying, pray for me. Paul did that. He said, pray for us. And he said, anointing them with oil. Now, however you want to look at this, you know, it could be literally, as in pouring oil. Now, oil made a very good medicine for many sicknesses, or it could be symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Actually, I've applied both ways. And whatever is in your heart, anoint with oil. In either case, God promises an answer. Then he also said to pray when we're faulty. Now, you know, in at the end of verse 15, he says, if we've committed sins, they'll be forgiven him. And in verse 16, he says, confess your faults one to another. These faults are not necessarily sins. You know, sometimes a mistake is not necessarily a sin. Now, we're all human. We're all faulty. We make mistakes. It could be in a from a weakness that you have in your life. You know, the word here literally means that when you slip up, and all of us at one time or another have slipped up. It's not necessarily sins. You know, we confess our sins. That's in verse 14. But these are when we pray for one another. Notice he said, confess your faults to one another and pray one for another. We ought to be praying for each other. Galatians 6:1, Paul said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, which ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So we've looked at praying for yourself, praying for the sick, praying for one another. But you know, there's one other, I believe, prayer here that I don't want to skip over. And this kind of takes us back to verse 13 where we started. Because then he said, is any merry, let him sing psalms. You see, these psalms are also a manner and a question of prayer. To be merry means to be cheerful. And in those times when you are cheerful, I hope it's every day. He said that in those times we ought to be singing songs of prayer, songs of praise. He literally said to sing these songs. Let him sing psalms. I believe it's a symptom and symbolic of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5, verse 18 and 19 said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So when do we pray? We pray when we're afflicted. We pray when we're sick. We pray when we're at fault. We pray for each other. And we pray for your cheerful. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. These things we ought to be praying about every day. In fact, what a great, a great way to organize your prayer list. I'll say it that way. To pray about personal matters, things that are weigh heavy on you, those afflictions that burden your heart, that are causing you problems. To pray for people you know who are sick, so many with cancer and other sicknesses that we can pray for. And praying about those faults and those weaknesses and those things that we struggle with. And in praying those psalms, praising the Lord, giving Him glory. You know, every day we have things that we can be praising God for. We have things that we ought to be praising God for. And so you pray every day, pray without ceasing, calling unto the Father who you know will hear, who you know will answer, who you know will respond to you when you pray. And I hope you pray every day. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.